I heard people speaking before about different ways of celebrating Lag BaOmer. So I think perhaps the most appropriate way to celebrate Lag BaOmer is to learn. That's what Shimon Bar Yochai would have learned the most. It's what the Kippur would have learned the most. Especially since we have the opportunity to learn a sugya that relates to Sefiras HaOmer itself. So it happens to be timely on many, many different fronts. Not just because of Lag BaOmer, it's timely because of Yemei Sefira, of course. And it's timely because this week's Parsha, Parsha Emor, is where the Mitzvah of Sefira applies. And it's also timely because the Shaila really happened. Somebody actually asked me the following Shaila. So we'll try to see whether we can put together some of the background to how to try to decide the Shaila, hopefully correctly. So somebody came up to me already 2 weeks ago or so. Somebody came up to me with the following question, that they had one night, they hadn't davened in the minyan, which is the beginning of the end when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer. So they didn't daven in the minyan one night. So they made a mistake. When they counted Sefira, they counted the wrong night. And they didn't realize it. And then the next night, when they came to Shul, they realized, oh, wait a second, that was a mistake. At that point, already, of course, too late. So basically, a person misses a night of Sefira or said the wrong night of Sefira. That opens up a whole serious question: whether they continue to count with a bracha on subsequent nights. So it made this shaila any different from any other of these kinds of shailas is that he asked the person, well, what happened during the course of the daytime? So did you remember anything during the course of the daytime? So they said, not really. But they said, the only thing is that they weren't shul in the daytime. And somebody announced their sphere was in the daytime, and somehow they didn't connect the dots. They didn't process that they had counted the wrong night, the night before, but they had technically heard the Sefiras HaOmer. So the question becomes, if a person hears the Sefiras HaOmer without necessarily having in mind to be Yosei, so whether that constitutes, allergy seasons are upon us, okay? Whether a person who heard Sefiras HaOmer, albeit didn't count Sefiras HaOmer, and didn't necessarily have in mind to be Yotzei with the hearing from somebody else, would that at least in any B'shas HaChak count as a counting of Sefira to enable the person to keep the counting of Sefira alive? So let's get a little bit of a background to the Shaila on two different levels. First of all, what is so terrible if a person misses a night of Sefira? What are the consequences and why the consequences the way they are? And number two, is there any grounds to say that a counting, albeit not by the person himself, but through hearing without Kavanah, could that potentially substitute for Sefiras HaOmer? So the sugya begins in the first of the Ma'amar Kamos, starts with the Tosfos in Maseches Benachim, and that's from the Zavim and Aleph. The Tosfos quotes from the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Baal Halachas Gedolos was a sefer that was written before the days of Rashi and Tosfos. It was written in the days of the Gaonim, and it's not even clear exactly who wrote it. There are different traditions as to who exactly the author was, but Rashi and Tosfos quoted from it all the time, and it clearly had quite an authoritative source. So Ot Pasik Baal Halachas Gedolos. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos is the first that we know to say that if a person misses the day of Sefira, then they don't count anymore. So according to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, not that they count without a book, they don't count, finish, it's over. You blew it, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Why? Mishum Dabayat Tamimus. Since the Torah says that Sefiras HaOmer has to be Tamimus, has to be complete full days, full weeks, if a person misses the day, they're lacking in Tamimus, and it's a waste of time to continue to count. You gain absolutely nothing, because you're not going to be yaitzim in mitzvah anyway. So Tosfos has one comment about this Baal Halachas Gedolos, but tema gedolah huva lo yitochen. So Tosfos says, it's not just a tema, it's a tema gedolah. It's a large wonderment. There was a one of the Rosh Hashivas in Torah Vedas, earlier in the century, it was a Rosh Hashiva originally in the Ramadish, we had the Chana of Shlomo Hayman. So he used to, in the Shinurim, he would very often comment that when you see Kashin and Rabbi Kivega, sometimes Rabbi Kivega would say Tzorach Iyon, sometimes he says Tzorach Iyon Gadol, sometimes he says Hashem Yor Eina, Hashem should enlighten my eyes, sometimes he says Tema Gedolah, different nuances. So Shlomo Hayman just always points out that there are dargas, there are degrees of question. Rabbi Kivega wasn't just, you know, whatever mood he was in, he just threw out, you know, a line. Every one of the questions is different. Either Rabbi Kivega said, it's a Tema, that's one thing, he says Tema Gedolah, something else. You know, Hashem Yar Einai, that's, we need your marshal to help us out on this one. So here, Tosfos has quite a statement about the Zag, the Tema Gedolah, below Yitochin. Tosfos says it's a tremendous wonder to say such a thing, and it can't be, it's not shy to say such a thing. So the Baal HaTosfos disagree with the Baal HaLachas Gedolos. They say they never heard of such a thing. that the Baal Lachim Delsa is simply quoting a pasuk in this week's Paksha. The answer is the Gemara Masechet Menachos interprets the phrase Tzvimus in a totally different way. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Menachos that the word Tzvimus teaches us that you have to count Tzvira at night rather than during the daytime. Why do we count Tzvira at night? Why do we wait for the morning? So the answer is, if you wait for the morning, that's going to be a chisar, that's going to be a deficiency of Tzvimus. So you see that the Gemara understood that Tzvimus is not referring to the whole picture of Tzvira's Omer. It's rather referring to each individual unit of Tzvira's Omer. Each day, each unit of Tzvira's Omer has to be a complete one. There's a further question in the Rishonim, when we say that the Tzvira has to be complete, and if you have to count at night, not in the daytime, so some Rishonim say that's Ma'akiv is the Di'evet. Another Rishonim say Tzvira's Lechatchila. That's a further breakdown, Shaila. But everybody agrees that the basic din of Tzvira's was said on each individual day. The Baal Lachos Gedolos is a tremendous chiddush to extend it to the entire picture of Tzvira's Omer, to say in this one day, that throws off the entire mitzvah, that's a chiddush bubble. And Tosfos didn't think it was true. And notwithstanding the fact that Tosfos doesn't think it's true, Yemen says the problem most of the Rishonim didn't accept it. Nevertheless, in Shulchan Aruch, we're not so convinced that it's not true. So the Shulchan Aruch in the second Imam Chomes in Rechayim, the Tzivin Tov Peitesef Echad, so Shulchan Aruch writes, Shachach Mavach Bechad Be'ayomim, if a person forgot to count one of the days of Svira, Bein Yom Rishon, Bein Shayomim. It doesn't make a difference whether it was the first day or whether it was any day in the middle. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch has to make that point is that there was another opinion in Rishonim who distinguished between the two. Some Rishonim said that if you miss the first day, that's mamash a disaster. You miss a day in the middle, that's not so terrible. What's that day, son? So we find such a similar concept like when a woman is counting sheep in the Kiyam, which is trying to become Tahora. So if a woman misses, so she's supposed to do the Dika, so she's supposed to check herself internally every day of the Shiva Nikiyam. If she misses a day here and there in the middle of Zishka Kalach, but the evidence of the Shiva Nikiyam is so valid. So if she missed the first day, or she missed the seventh day, that becomes a much more serious problem. Because when you count from the first day, you count the last day, so then you have at least bookends. So at least you're basically counting Sphere, and you're botched up a little in the middle. If you got off on the wrong foot, you need to count the first day. That's worse than missing a day in the middle of nowhere. So the Shulchan Aruch is addressing that shita and is rejecting that shita and saying, when it comes to Sfirat Omer, it doesn't make much of a difference whether the halacha person missed the first day, missed the middle day. Sofer b'shayamim b'loy bracha. He should continue to count, albeit without a bracha. So how is the Shulchan Aruch taskening? Like the Baal Lachos Gedolos, like Tosfos, so it's quoting somewhere in the middle. According to the Baal Lachos Gedolos, if you miss the day, don't waste your time counting. Come back next year. You gain nothing by counting. It's not considered to be a mitzvah at all. According to Tosfos, he rejected the Baal Lachos Gedolos outright. According to Tosfos, he should continue to count with a bracha. So the fact that Shulchan Aruch is walking the tightrope, Shulchan Aruch is saying, I don't know what to do. In fact, I'm not sure. Maybe the Baal Lachos Gedolos is right. Maybe Tosfos is right. So therefore, we still want to encourage you to count, albeit without a bracha. Because the Shulchan Aruch is not sure what the din is, he's not convinced that Baal Lachos Gedolos is correct. Therefore, he continues as follows. And he writes, Aval, at the end of the second Maravikah, what if the person doesn't even know whether he missed a day? So then he continues to count even with the bracha. What's the rationale for this? So the Poskim said this constitutes what we call a sfeik in halacha. The Gemara says in Masechet Ketubos, when you have a double doubt about something, so that's very good. If you're not sure, you have one suffix, that's a problem. If you have a double doubt, something can be mutter for one of two reasons, that constitutes a sfeik sfeika. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that if a person knows for a fact that he missed a day, so that's a suffix, so we don't know what the din is. Maybe the Baal Lachos Gedolos is right, maybe not. So suffix will continue to do the mitzvah, albeit without a bracha, suffix bracha b'halacha. But if you already have a sfeika, I'm not even sure that I missed a day. So maybe I missed a day, and maybe I didn't miss a day. And even if I missed a day, who cares? Maybe we fast like Tosfos. The missing a day doesn't ruin the mitzvah. So you have established a double doubt. You have a sfeik sfeika. Once you have a sfeik sfeika, then you can even go on and make a bracha. So that's the accepted psak halacha, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you just have one outright missing a day, you know for certain you missed a day, then we can't help you. Then we tell you to count without a bracha. But if you have any latest sophic, you're not sure whether you missed a day, then you'd be all right. So the post can point out that this is true, not only if you're not sure when you missed the day. What if there's some kind of halachic problem about how I counted? I'm not sure whether I was yotzei or not. I counted, but maybe I counted in such a way that I was yotzei, maybe I wasn't yotzei. Maybe I counted a little bit too early. Maybe I counted days without weeks, weeks without days. Any kind of possible nuances of sviras that would be a halachic safek. Anytime you're not sure with absolute 1,000% clarity that you missed the day and you blew it, so then we'll give you a green light and we'll let you to continue with the cat with the bracha, because we always have in our back pocket Jesus at us. We always can fall back up our sleeves on Tosu. He says that even if you know you missed a day, that's not the end of the world. So that's the general accepted halacha. It's the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah, and that's the way we follow the Zman Hazeh. That anytime there's any latest asafik about whether or not you are Yaitse, we'll throw that on to the Sfeik Sveika and we'll let you continue with the bracha. So the question is, we have to create now, in a sense, a second suffix for the Shkalo. So this guy missed the day because he counted wrong. Counting wrong is tantamount to not counting the day at all. So he counted the wrong number. He wasn't yet to Sphere for sure. So now the question is, did he salvage it the next day by hearing Sphere to Omer from the Gabbai, from the Rabbi in Shul the next day? Does that count, so to speak, as a Sphere to Omer? If we can somehow salvage it, somehow declare that maybe according to somebody, maybe according to some opinion, we can declare that to be a valid Sphira, then we could fall back into the realm of fake fake. We could say, well, maybe he was Yotze, and maybe he wasn't Yotze. And even if he wasn't Yotze, who says missing a day ruins it for you? So all we have to get is that second suffix. That's all we want. Why are we pushing so hard to get the second suffix? Because we want to enable the person to make a bracha. Why are we running to go make a bracha? Because, first of all, it's a nice thing to do, make a bracha. If you're supposed to, you should make a bracha. But number two, psychologically, if you tell a person to continue to count without a bracha, so psychologically the person feels, and this is over, he doesn't realize that most Rishon disagree with the Bahag. He thinks that I really blew it, I messed up, the Shavuot is going to be terrible this year, I got to wait till next year to start all over again. So people tend to think, when you do a mitzvah without a bracha, people tend to take that mitzvah to be very, very light. That's what the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, that when Chazal instituted Sveika D'Yoma, so they were in a big quandary line, because on the one hand, they wanted to institute Sveika D'Yoma. So they wanted people to eat Masa the second night. They wanted the women to bench Lech on the second night of Yom Tov. They wanted to say Hal on the Achron Shalom until Yom Tov. They wanted to institute all these mitzvahs out Sveika D'Yoma. The problem is that based on the regular rules of bracha, we should never have made brachas. We have a rule that suffering brachas is lahoto. So let's say in the old days, it was a real suffix. The first thing comes, the second night Pesach. He lives in Chutzlaret. He wants to know, should I eat matzah, not eat matzah? So we say, yeah, you better eat the matzah. Suffi derai to the chumrah. But then we should turn around and say, don't make the bracha on the matzah, because suffi brachas is lahaka. So we should tell them to run a whole seder without any brachas. Tell the women, bench lach without making brachas. Light the candles, don't make any brachas. Say hal without brachas. Every time you tell people to do mitzvahs without brachas, it tends to detract from the significance of the mitzvah. Therefore, Chazal made a very, very, very strange dichotomy. Different, fundamentally different than all other areas. And they said, even though we know for a fact that it's only a suffering brachas, we're going to tell you to make a bracha anyway, because if we don't tell you to make a bracha, what's going to happen? You're going to stop making that second seder. And if you stop making the second seder, what's going to happen? You're going to start doing malach on the second day, and the whole Yom Tov Sheni is going to unravel. So Chazal had no choice. We should cover Yom Tov Sheni. They had to institute brachas, because they understood the psychology of people, is that when you tell them to do mitzvah without a bracha, it just doesn't work. You know, the whole thing unraveled. That's what Rabbi Willig was commented. He said that there's only one Sveik of the Yom and the Chazal hands the time. They mamish, they wanted to, and they couldn't make a bracha for that Yom Tov, and that was the Yom Tov of Hoshana Rabbah. When 7 days of Sukkot is over, so now you have a Sveik of the Yom, that's still the seventh day, so you have to sit in the Sukkot. That's what Gemara says in the second Sukkah. On the eighth day, Ayat Shvini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat in the Sukkot. If you're a better, so for sure, that's an Oktosif. But if you're in Chutzlar, the Gemara says the Feirish. The Gemara concludes you have to eat in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres. So based on all the rules of what we just said, is that we should have had a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni of Hoshana Rabbah also. We should have made a leisha b'sukkah. The Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Bruchel v'rachinim. Why? Because for a total, complete, tangential problem. What's the problem? You have to make Kiddush because it's Shmini Atzeres now. So you're going to make Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres and then say leisha b'sukkah, tied to the tzas, that's a contradiction. The Torah says in this week's parash, the Sukkah takes for Shivas Yomim, and the Yom HaShmini Shavos, so Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in the Sukkah, Mikra, the Minatara, and the Torah, you're not supposed to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So how in the world are we going to navigate this maze? We're going to sit in the Sukkah, and we're going to make Kiddush, we're going to make a bracha, can't be. So therefore, Chazal, the hands are tied, they threw the hands up, and they came with the following sach. The Gemara concludes in Sukkah, after much discussion, Yochus HaMesev Yasvina Bruch Lomim Vachinim, that we have to tell you to sit in the Sukkah, we have no choice, but we cannot let you make a bracha. So Chazal didn't want that. That was the last thing they would have wanted to institute. They had lays barriers, so they had to institute it this funny way. They do the mitzvah without a bracha. So what prompted Chazal to insist on making brachas all along? Mishum zilzil. Because they were afraid if you don't make a bracha, there'll be a zilzil. That's what we really deserve. Said that's exactly what happened here. Because Chazal's hands were tied, and they couldn't make a bracha. So all of a sudden, there's zilzul. This for thousands of years already. We read the Torah quotes from Geonim. There are people who weren't sitting in the sukkah on Shemitah Teres. Nobody understood why. So that many still exists. Out of Yom Hazeh, there are people who don't sit in the sukkah on Shemitah Teres for different reasons. And we're not quite sure exactly what those reasons are. It's not Shemitah Teres time. I'm not here to criticize. I'm not here to con. Not throw a con, if everyone knows what I think. But I'm not going to talk about it here. But that whole idea that somehow this idea came that sitting in the sukkah on Shemitah Teres is not so important in Chutzlaret, so that all came from the fact that Nebuch is no bracha. Lo Yisrael, there would have been a bracha, then the whole thing wouldn't have happened in the first place. But Lemay says, when it comes to Sfirat Omer, so we don't want to open up this possibility of having people counting Sfirat without brachas, unless our hands are tied. So if it's a suffix, it's a suffix. But if we can create a snake maker, we're going to try, we're going to bend over backwards, go the extra mile to create a snake maker. So the question is, can we do it or not? Is that a possible task, or is that just impossible? So this person who didn't even open up their mouth, they didn't even say the right day of Sfirat. So the next day, all they heard was hear it. The first question, can you even be Yotzei Sfira? It's almost by hearing Sfira. What if a person didn't say Sfira? They just heard Sfira. So there's a Gemara in the third of the Mamakamah. The Gemara Menachas tells us. The Pasuk says Sfarsha. Lachem is Beloshin Rabin. Doesn't say Sfarsha Lacha. Sfartem Lachem. This teaches us that each and every person has to count Sfira. So what exactly does that mean? So this was a major Machlokes HaPoskim. So there are some Poskim who said that this teaches us that the regular rules of Shemek Ona break down concerning Sfiras Omer. Shemek Ona teaches me that I can be motzi you in a mitzvah, even though you're not actually saying the words, you're just listening to what I'm saying, even though it's a mitzvah that usually would have required dibur, I can be motzi you. We do it all the time. I'm motzi somebody in Kiddush, motzi my wife in Kiddush, I'm motzi my kids in Kiddush, I'm motzi somebody in Kriyas Pasha Zohar, I'm motzi somebody in Kriyas Megillah. According to some poskim that I've been a shofar, motzi also take a stickle shomek ona. So the idea that I could be motzi you in something, but you hearing it, either you said it, so that's something we're familiar with. The Gemara says this is a looked off of sukkim, talach mersina, whatever it is, this din of shomek ona. So some achronim write that din doesn't apply to Sfirat Omer. That din is trumped by this poskim of Sfarat Amachem. Sfarat Amachem teaches us to take Sfirat Amachem v'yachem. So other achronim say, b'chol, that's not true. And the Rishonim don't even explain the Gemara to mean that. Sfarat Amachem, Shetei Sfira L'Chalecha V'Yechad, means as follows. There is another mitzvah in the Torah about Sfira, the next in Sparsha, and that's the mitzvah Sfira Yemei HaShonim of Yovel. Beidin has an obligation to count 7 years to Shemitah, and then another 7 years, they have to count for 49 years, so they reach the 50th year of Yovel. So that mitzvah is written in the Torah of Lashon Yochad, the Sefarat L'Cha. L'Cha means we're only speaking to one body, we're speaking to the Beidin. That mitzvah, Sfiris Yovel, is not a mitzvah Kolech HaBiyachad. Even Bizman, when Yovel used to apply, Yovel doesn't apply Bizman, is that for technical reasons? But even Bizman, when there was Yovel, there was no chiyuv on each person every year to get up and count. Today is the 26th year of Yovel. No such mitzvah. The mitzvah is on Beizdin. Beizdin had to keep track of it. They had to count off the years to get the Yovel. So many of the Charenim say that's all the Gemara meant in Sfiris Omer. That don't misunderstand the mitzvah Sfiris Omer. Don't think that Sfiris Omer, it's just a mitzvah that the Beidin has to keep track when Shavuos is going to be, and we don't have to count ourselves. That's not true. The Sfaratim Lachem, the reason why the Torah writes the Lashon Rabim, is to highlight the fact that it has to be the Sfir L'chol Echad V'Yechud. So this is a running Mechleikis Echad, the Shavuos has two opinions about this. What's the Allah Lachem said, if I count Shavuos Omer, and I have in mind to be Mot to you, I have in mind to be Mel to you, you have in mind to be Yait, so everything's divided, does that work or not? So for Kiddush it works, and for Pesha Zohar works, for Kriyas HaMegillah works, for Hallel works. Does it work for Sfiris Omer? So half the Achorim wrote no, because the Sfarat Amachem trumps that din, Sfir L'Cholecha V'Yechud. And the other half the Achorim say, there is no such din. But all Chazal meant was is that you have to count yourself, unlike Yovel for Beis Din. Counting yourself means either saying it yourself or hearing based on Shemek. So everything we're going to say from here on in is assuming that Sfiris Omer can be fulfilled through Shemek Ona. If you hold like those posts, people say you can't, then our Shaila is a new Shaila. We're trying to figure out, when I came to shul in the morning, that wasn't even. First came to shul in the morning, and the chazan announces today is day X of the Sfira. Can I be yoter without count? So according to those acharonim who say shemek ona doesn't work, then over its history. So we're going to assume like the pashas in the halacha is like tias from the rishonim that I can be mot to you in shemek ona. So what is the din over here? Here the person heard the shemek ona. Is that good enough to be yoter at least based on shemek ona? So this touches on a whole other issue relating to Sfiras Omer, which goes beyond Sfira per se. It touches on on the issue of mitzvah strichus kavana. So there is a very, very large machlokes that appears in Tanoim and Amoraim and Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch about mitzvah strichus kavana, mitzvah dein strichus kavana. When a person performs a mitzvah, is it absolutely critical that he has in mind that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah or not? So some of the examples that the Gemara gives are, let's say a person is blowing shofar, because he likes the sound of the shofar. He's practicing for the band. He knows it's Rosh Hashanah, he knows it's a shofar, but he's not really interested in blowing shofar right now. But he likes to do it, he blows the basic kolos properly, but he's not really doing it l'shem mitzvah. That's okay, l'shir. So the Gemara quotes about like, is it yotzi or not? So the Gemara talks about ochel matzah. If somebody says, somebody forces you to eat matzah, you don't really want to eat the matzah. You're not doing the l'shem mitzvah. But l'mais, you're eating matzah. Well, the person is saying Krishma. He's saying Krishma because he happens to be up to, he's practicing lady that week. It happens to be Pashas Maschanan. So he just happens to be saying the psukh at the time of Krishma. But he's not really doing it the Torah's Krishma. So in all these kinds of cases, do we say mitzvah Trichas Kavana? Do we say mitzvah Ein Trichas Kavana? And we'll see as we go on, it's somewhat of an unresolved question. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadam that even if you hold with the Shilas Kavana, every case of Kavana, no Kavana, the Gemara talks about are these strange cases. The guy was blowing for music, the guy was eating because he doesn't really want to eat, the guy was saying Kriyashma because he's causing laning. What about the regular case? The guy walks in the shul, puts on his shul, half asleep, and he didn't have in mind the Shein Mitzvah. So the Chayyadam writes, that's for sure. Everyone agrees that's good. Why? Because there's nothing negative going on. When do we say that Mitzvah is Trichas Kavana? That means if I'm doing it for some other reason, I'm doing the mitzvah because I would like the sound, I'm doing eating the matzah because I like the taste. I'm doing, why are you putting the tefillin on? There's only one reason in the world any sane person puts on tefillin. So you have to do the mitzvah. Ella, at that moment in time, he's fast asleep, he's putting the tefillin on. No, no, that's still okay. When a guy is, the guy puts on a tzitzis, the guy shakes a lulu, what is he doing these things for? Obviously, he's doing the shem mitzvah. Even though at that split moment, he wasn't thinking about the mitzvah, that's still good enough. That's for sure good enough. It's not the lechatchila way of doing avodas Hashem. It's supposed to be avodas Hashem with a whole heart. When Ban Reis from Sefer Mitzvot, it's the possible of the b'chalav avchem teaches us that when you do mitzvot, you're supposed to pay attention to what you do. That's also just, you know, by rote, mitzvot are not shem b'mal. You're supposed to pay attention to what you're doing. So everyone agrees that lechatchila you should be paying attention to what you're doing. The push comes to shove. A person did a mitzvah without kavanah, so it's not clear what the status of that mitzvah would be. So with that background, because we're not 100% sure what the din is. Now we have to look at the fourth Iram HaMikramos, a din that appears in Arachayim in Siman Tav Pei Tes, Sivdal, and the Siman about Sfiras Oimem. Very, very famous halacha. Misha Sholos Ochaveiro Ben Hashmashos, Kami Meha Sviru B'zal Laila. If somebody asks you during Ben Hashmashos, so Ben Hashmashos already is the earliest time you can already count Sviru, it's ready after sunset. So according to many Rishonim, you can already be at that point. Somebody asks you, what night is it? Yomolo Esmo Layakach Vakach. You should not answer what night of Sviru it is. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rishonim, you should say that last night was such and such. Why? What's the problem? But if a person would respond, today is such and such day, then the person wouldn't be able to recite a bracha anymore because he technically just counted. This is the night of the Eidavim. I've read a counted rest. I could say tonight's Adbomer. But this is the most complicated night of the year. This is where a person tends to mess up. The person tonight, before he davens Meir, says, oh, well, how great, we're so excited, tonight's my Bomer, so boom. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't count with the bracha anymore. Log, you're just 33. You should take us a log for 33. So that may be a problem. The post can discuss whether a person writes a letter tonight, he sends an email tonight, my Bomer, is that considered to be a lucky count? It's a whole another shadow. But getting back to this story, so the Shulchan Aruch strongly recommends to be careful not to mention, not to even ask you what the night is, until you counted already, because otherwise you won't be able to count with the bracha. So the question is, do we really accept this Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch? So many achronim had serious hesitation with this Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Why is this? Because Me'ikra din lipa'aske mitzvah shirkus kavana. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have kavana to do that mitzvah. When I ask you what night of Sviru is, and you answer, tonight is such and such, you don't have a mind to be yotze. You don't even pay attention to what you're doing. That's not called the night of the mitzvah. That's like the fellow who's blowing shofar for the sound. I'm doing the mitzvah in response. I happen to have, quote unquote, done the mitzvah, but my doing the mitzvah was in response to your question. Like my blowing the shofar was because I want to practice the shofar sound because I like the music. Like eating the matzah because the matzah tastes good, etc. So many achronim write that they don't understand this tzach of the Shulchan Aruch. How can the Shulchan Aruch say this? Every kid knows that when you ask them what night of Sviru is, they know they have to say what last night was. Why is that so necessary? What's the big deal? But the guy answered normally what tonight is. Mix everybody up. They say what last night was. Let him say what the night sphere is and show it. He's not yoytze. Because mitzvah sphere is kavana. So many of the chavim write that we're not 100% sure that mitzvah sphere is kavana. We're not like committed 1,000% to mitzvah sphere is kavana. We're still kind of up in the air. If a person did a mitzvah without kavana, the guy blew shofar l'shir, we would tell him to repeat the mitzvah. If a guy shook a lulav without kavana for some other reason, we would tell him to perform the mitzvah again. But can we say to certainty that we absolutely 100% hold the mitzvah sphere is kavana? Not necessarily. So we'll tell you to do it over again. Will we tell you to make another bracha? Maybe not. We're not 100% sure. We're walking the tightrope on this. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is very, very weary. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells you that if they ask you what night it is, and you gave the right answer, can I say with certainty what you're saying? No. But can I say with certainty that you weren't you're saying? Can't say that either. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch recommends not to get involved in the Shabbat. So if that's our analysis of this Din Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that any time a person said a Sfiras Omer, even without Kavana Lispor, he may have been Yotze. There's a possibility that he may have been Yotze. So now let's go back to our case. Here, when the person counted the night before, so he counted the wrong night, which that's for sure. But now the next morning, so he hears a Sfiras Omer from somebody else. So can we somehow, somewhere, with some creativity, salvage that Sfiras Omer? Can we say that the hearing a Sfiras from somebody may be a good Sfiras? So first of all, according to Haftek, that Sfiras is doesn't even register because he didn't say it, he just heard it. But we were pretty comfortable with saying most folks probably didn't hear it that way. So Shemekah Onah we're not so bad with. But here we have another monkey wrench here. The other curveball is that he didn't have in mind to be Yotze. He wasn't even paying attention, so he didn't have in mind to be Yotze. But wait a second, we're not saying for certain you're not Yotze. We're saying not having in mind to be Yotze is questionable, is a suffix. So let's not forget, all we have to create here is a suffix. We want to let him continue to count tonight with a bracha. Remember the fake of the Shulchan Aruch. We just have to say there's a chance out there. We can make some kind of an argument that maybe he was Yotzei. So maybe he was Yotzei. The fact that it's Bayom, Nunu. The fact that it's Ayadei Shemek, Nunu. The fact that he didn't have Kavana, Nunu. We knew news. Still a suffix. We're still not 100% sure that he wasn't Yotzei. So maybe if we can convince ourselves that he was Yotzei now, at least according to somebody, we could throw that together with the fake of Tosu. So let the person continue. And psychologically, we'll be in a better position. Let him continue with the Bracha. Oh, so it could be that din that you require somebody to have in mind to note to you, that may also be part of Mitzvah Sfiras Kavana. It's possible. Your whole Mitzvah Sfiras Kavana could be that din may not apply there. It's possible. That's a further shot. So I'm not so sure that this last equivalent we're saying is correct. I'm not so sure that we can hide behind the suffix of Mitzvah Sfiras Kavana for the following reason. If we take a look at the fifth of the Mamre Kavanos, so Shulchan Aruch Chinuch is Pesach, it's sitting up by Hey, right? Ochol matzah below kavana. If a person ate matzah without any kavana, what does that mean without kavana? Kion shansu akam alistam lechol. His mom's forced to eat matzah. The goyim beat him up till he ate the matzah. So yotzei dechavasam, he's yotzei the mitzvah. Why is that? Even though the Shulchan Aruch and his kriyish bapast is mitzvah shichas kavana, so the answer is the Rishonim explained in Rosh Hashanah that achilas matzah is different. Because any mitzvah that of achila a person is benefiting from, so we have a rule, shekein nehemeh. Once a person benefits from the matzah, is eating the matzah, so of course he's yotzei the mitzvah. Of course the matzah relates to him. Shekein nehemeh trumps the regular requirement of the mitzvah shichas kavana. That's the Shulchan Aruch holds that. Agrees to that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from Yisharim like that. So the Shulchan Aruch is makil that if a person ate matzah without kavana, he's okay. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the following condition. Kavan, only because shu yodeya shalayla Pesach. Chochem v'yaskin, and the guy knows that it's Pesach. Vishu chai v'chilas matzah. And he knows, he understands that there's a mitzvah on Pesach night, he masa. But on Sabashu Chol, if the person thought today's their weeknight, oh, she'ein's a masa, he didn't know it's a masa. He thought he's having, real pizza. Turns out he's eating, masa pizza, not pizza. But he thought he's eating something else. Now it turns out he's going milk, he's eating masa, lo yasa, and he did not fulfill the obligations. What's the Shulchan Aruch telling us? That there are daggers, there are degrees of lack of kavanah. There's a lack of kavana when a person is fully cognizant that they're doing a mitzvah, but they're not particularly interested in being yotzei the mitzvah right now. That's one degree, and for that matzah we'll make a lot. But then there's a much lower degree of lack of kavana when the person doesn't even know what they're doing. They become not even on their parsha, not even on their radar screen. They don't realize what they're doing is a mitzvah. The person does not even have a hasoga, doesn't even have an idea, he's not even cognizant of this being a mitzvah. That's such a lack of kavana that even by matzah wouldn't be good. So that's svara, we can carry over to Sfiras Omer as well. If a person counts svira And at least he knows, he understands there's a mitzvah Svira out there, and he hasn't been yotze yet, and he, in theory, you know, has Svira on his radar screen. That's what they hear. A guy, after davening, he's taking off his tefillin, and the gavva is announcing today is such and such day to Svira. The person is not even listening. Harai, he's not even listening, because if he would have really listened, then he would have registered that he counted the wrong night the night before. He thinks, the gavva is not reminding me, I counted Svira. He's reminding other people, forgot to count Svira. Little does he realize that he counted the wrong day. So this guy, he thinks he was yotze already. So the guy thought he was yotze, so for him, it's like a yom chol. For him, it's like ein do matzah. The Svira that he's hearing is not even registered to him. So this is one notch lower than just a lack of kavanah. So I was very, very hesitant because of this chashash, because of this concern of the Shechnach. Even if you want to send up a makel, that you don't really absolutely need kavanah, but there's vaday, but this is mamash one step lower than the lack of kavanah that we're talking about. So we have a lot of tzedakim. I would say that the overwhelming halachic direction of this discussion is that the person probably was not yotze with hearing the Svira. First of all, it's Bayom, which is a big question, whether yotze with the Bayom. Number two, it was Adesh Mecha Aina, which is a big bach like this. Number three, it could be that maybe Mitzvah Shuchas Kavanah, that's it, it's all over. And it could be that even a Mitzvah Dei Shuchas Kavanah, even a Sofek Mitzvah Shuchas Kavanah, this is one last notch lower than Kavanah. This is not even being aware of the fact that the Mitzvah relates to them together. So therefore, I think combine all those factors, I'm not even sure this constitutes even a Sofek. Remember, we had to make a fake speaker. The goal was to create a space maker. I don't think that we have enough meat to go on to even create a second suffix altogether. I think we have to say this is just a plain and simple suffix echad. It's a suffix where the Taz is right, the Bahag is right. What do we do? So the Shechnach is already machriya, already tasking for us. We have a suffix, so you tell the person not to recite a bracha. So I told this particular person, I think that the best strategy for you to do it, you should come to shul every night for 2 weeks. One reason is that way you may get it right each time. And number two, if you come to shul, then you should have in mind to be yotze with the bracha with the rabbi. Usually when the rabbi makes the sfira, he has in mind to be yotze anybody who needs the bracha. So usually in any given shul, you have a couple of people here and there who forgot a day of sfira. So some people are relying on the rabbi for the bracha. So I said to this fellow, I said, you're yotze the bracha mechachir that way. Even according to the machamim, that you're not yotze shbek only on the sfira, on the bracha, for sure you're yotze. That's not a bracha like any other bracha that mitzvah. So I told him, you shouldn't feel bad, shouldn't feel like your sfira is meaningless. But of course, the most we showed him, Tosfos is right. We don't get the pasta into the hag. It's just a chumah biyama not to make brachas, and you're going to get the bracha. You're going to have the bracha. You get the bracha from the rabbi, from the chazan. I didn't want to tell him the other nekuda that the Beis Halevi that says that even if a person missed a night of Svira, at the end of each week you get to make a bracha, because even though you may have missed the days, but if you get each of the weeks complete, you can make a bracha just as related to the weeks proper. You get confused about it. I told him that I think that's more correct not to recite a bracha. It's always really tough not to make a bracha, but he should try to make sure that he has the bracha. And that way, according to everybody, will be out to the bracha. And according to the Ruben, the Rishonim, according to Tosfos, against the Mach, you probably continue to count with the bracha and then against without a bracha. But he shouldn't be down, he shouldn't be depressed about it. He most likely will fulfill the actual mitzvah Svira each and every night with subsequent to the Svira. Okay.
What?
Right. So he said that according to the Beis Halevi, you can make brachas in the week. What if we got this one?